Good morning. It's Thursday, August 6th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a primary election in Michigan is sending shockwaves through the Democratic Party. Abdul El-Sayed, a progressive backed by Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, defeated establishment favorite Haley Stevens in the Democratic Senate primary. Despite Stevens receiving strong financial support and backing from party leadership, El-Sayed's campaign focused on universal health care, lowering drug costs, campaign finance reform, and higher taxes on the wealthy. Political analysts say the race now becomes a major test of whether a progressive candidate can win statewide in a key battleground. With control of the U.S. Senate potentially at stake in November, Democrats are now focused on uniting behind El-Sayed, ahead of one of the most closely watched elections of the year. Another news. Firefighters are making significant progress against the devastating wildfires threatening Spokane, Washington, but the danger is far from over. Crews have established primary containment lines around the three major fires that have burned more than 10,000 acres, destroyed at least 700 structures, and forced up to 64,000 residents to evacuate. Officials say all 14 people previously reported missing have now been found safe, and no deaths have been recorded. Cooler temperatures and lighter winds helped firefighters regain control, but hotter, drier weather is expected to return later this week. Authorities are strengthening fire lines before conditions worsen, warning that the coming days will be critical in preventing new flare-ups. Around the world, Iran says an agreement with Oman on a new shipping route through the Strait of Hormuz is in its final stages, raising hopes of easing one of the world's most disruptive maritime crises. Iranian officials say the route's geographical details have been agreed, but stress that security concerns remain because of the ongoing U.S. naval blockade. The strategic waterway normally carries about one-fifth of the world's oil and liquefied natural gas exports. Energy markets reacted cautiously, with oil prices edging lower on expectations that shipping could gradually resume. While Washington has not commented on the proposal, major differences remain over shipping fees and Iran's role in overseeing vessel traffic through the vital corridor. Another news. Diplomatic efforts and military action are unfolding side by side in the Middle East. Israel resumed airstrikes in southern Lebanon on Wednesday, accusing Hezbollah of violating the ceasefire, while negotiations between Israeli and Lebanese officials continued in Rome under U.S. mediation. Lebanese state media reported at least one person was killed and several others wounded in separate strikes. Israel also issued its first evacuation warning in weeks for residents of the town of Mansouri. The Rome talks are focused on expanding a framework that includes Hezbollah's disarmament, Israeli troop withdrawals, and increased deployment of the Lebanese army. Negotiators are expected to continue discussions in hopes of preventing a wider regional conflict. Another news. Not every industry is suffering from Southeast Asia's intense drought. In Indonesia, salt farmers are experiencing a rare boom as prolonged El Nino conditions create ideal harvesting weather. In West Java's Siraban region, salt production jumped to nearly 600 metric tons in July, compared with just 25 to 30 tons during the same month last year. The country's weather agency expects dry conditions to continue into early 2027, benefiting traditional salt production that depends on uninterrupted sunshine. While crop farmers face growing drought concerns and wildfire risks, salt producers are welcoming the extended dry season. Officials expect another strong harvest in the coming months, highlighting how extreme weather can create both challenges and unexpected economic opportunities. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.